Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show. Today, I want to tell you about a fun, quirky story that I recently read about the adventures of a grandmother and granddaughter. She's Up to No Good by Sarah Goodman Confino is so much fun. The story's told in a dual timeline between when the grandmother was young and a present-day road trip that she's taking with her 34-year-old granddaughter. Jenna, whose husband suddenly informs her that he's in love with another woman and no longer wants to be married to her, is blindsided when she learns that her 4-year marriage is over. 6 months after this, Jenna is living in her childhood home with her parents, and she's unable to come to terms with the fact that her marriage is falling apart and with the uncertainty of her future. Jenna's parents, and in particular her mother, are trying to get her to go out, do new things, and resume her life. But she's reluctant. Then, when 89-year-old Evelyn Bergman Gold, Jenna's grandmother, announces that she intends to drive from Maryland to her hometown of Hereford, Massachusetts, to take care of family business, Jenna volunteers to drive her grandmother and stay with her during the visit, thus ending Jenna's self-imposed isolation. What follows is a hilariously funny and quite eventful road trip, during which Evelyn shares her own life story in the hope of lifting Jenna's spirits and motivating her to move on with her life. The narrative is split between the present day and Jenna and Evelyn's trip to Massachusetts and Evelyn's story from her teenage years in the 1950s. Grandma Evelyn is a force to be reckoned with, to say the least. While her antics leave us laughing and keep Jenna constantly on her toes, Evelyn's story, which she gradually reveals to Jenna during the road trip, is one of first love and heartbreak, of loss, family, tragedy, and the choices that people make out of love for each other. When they get to Massachusetts, Evelyn introduces Jenna to Joe, the grandnephew of Evelyn's first love, Tony. Jenna is initially annoyed with her grandmother's matchmaking efforts, but she ends up enjoying the time that she spends exploring the seaside town with Joe. Then she slowly starts coming to terms with her upcoming divorce while also getting to know more about her mother's side of the family. Evelyn's story, of course, continues in the present day as well, and more about her past is revealed as the story progresses. She's Up to No Good by Sarah Goodman Confino is a heartwarming, lovely tale about love, choices, family, and second chances. This novel is full of humor and heart, and it includes a few laugh-out-loud moments. I really enjoyed it and highly recommend it. Now, a quick note about the upcoming Friends of the Parson County Public Library Spring Book Sale. Mark your calendars for April 25th, 26th, and 27th. On Thursday, April 25th, from 1 to 5 p.m., Friends members get a sneak peek at the sale. If you're not a member already, you can join that day. It's just $15 a year. The general public is welcome to shop for book bargains on Friday, April 26th, from 1 to 5 p.m., and on Saturday, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Proceeds from the sale benefit library programming. Until next time, thank you for listening and happy reading.